Zimbabwean writer Kathy Buckle speaks with similar candor about her country. Each week she writes an email to loved ones about what life is like in Zimbabwe. This one is from earlier this month, and it's called To Stay Safe, Stay Silent.
Dear family and friends, every time the man insulted and complained in his ugly, raised voice, I could feel droplets of his spit on my neck. He was standing so close behind me that I felt distinctly uncomfortable. There must have been about 20 of us waiting in the queue at the supermarket, but no one commented or said a word about the abusive tirade. The owners of this sort of behavior are well known to us all, and to stay safe, we stay quiet. "Hey, manager," he shouted. "Someone send for the manager. Why must I wait like this? I don't expect to have to wait." The more the man ranted, the quieter it got in the shop. Two security guards standing at the exit doors did not come forward. Instead, they retreated out of sight, and the shower of spit on my neck increased. "Hey, bring more tellers. Come on, I'm tired of waiting. Hey, you, how much is that chocolate? No, not the local one, the imported one. What about the newspaper, the imported one? How much? Hey, hurry up." The owner of the abusive behavior was a man of perhaps 30. His head was shaven and he wore a thick gold chain around his neck. In his hand, on obvious display, he flicked a thick bundle of money. Under his loose, open-necked shirt, we could all see the T-shirt he wore with the face of Mr. Mugabe on it. One man silences 20. We see, but we stay quiet. This is the face of Zimbabwe, where only 400 election observers will watch 12 million Zimbabweans on the 27th of June. 400 election observers to watch 9,231 polling stations. One observer for every 23 polling stations. It is a mockery, an insult to a tired, broken, hungry, and frightened population. Is this really the best Africa can do? Until next time, love, Kathy.
That was a reading of a letter written by Zimbabwean Kathy Buckle. She's author of the book Beyond Tears, Zimbabwe's Tragedy. You can find more of her weekly letters from Zimbabwe at theworld.org.